Hi, everyone. Welcome to the South Christian Podcast. This is episode 5, the final episode of season 1, introducing our new faculty and staff to the community. Excited to bring Marissa McCauley, onto the South Christian Podcast. Welcome.
Thank you.
I know you're super excited to be on a podcast.
Yeah.
It's great to have you. We saved the best for last, maybe. No offense to the previous 4 participants. We're excited to have you here. So welcome. We would love to hear just a little bit about who you are and where you came from and why you are at South Christian.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on here. I grew up in Grand Rapids, so I am from the area. I went to Wheaton College, where I graduated with a major in biology and secondary education and a minor in Spanish. I always knew I wanted to be a teacher, and it was just kind of in my blood, I guess. And then after graduating, I taught in a variety of educational settings. I began teaching in Illinois and Florida, where I taught primarily middle school science in the public school. And then I took a break to stay at home with our growing family. I had the privilege of homeschooling our 4 kids for 4 years. And then just felt the Lord was nudging us to put them in a traditional school setting. So we took the leap and did that, and they adjusted really well to the classroom. And at the same time, I kind of felt like the Lord was nudging me also to get back into the classroom. So the Lord led me on kind of a journey in the last year, trying to figure out where He wanted me to be. And He made it really clear that I belonged here at South Christian, which I'm thrilled to be here and to be pouring into the students here.
Yeah, we're so happy that you're here, Marissa. You're doing a great job, and we know that it's been a really good start. I did a bad job introducing at the beginning. I should have said, Mrs. McCauley is one of our new science teachers. In case you're wondering where she fits in, that's what she's doing. You're teaching what classes this year?
I'm teaching health to freshmen and biology to sophomores.
Yeah, great. Sorry about the poor introduction on my part. Marissa, what do you like to do in your free time?
I love to be outside. Naturally, as a science teacher, I love to garden. We have chickens. We used to have goats, but had to get rid of them because now I'm teaching all the time, so I can't take care of them, but we love doing that. I also love to clean. Shout out to the Tenneco mop. That is a mop and a vacuum at the same time.
Seriously?
Yes.
Where it's can
awesome.
People...
Go on Amazon and get it.
Okay.
It's a great Christmas gift.
Yep.
Makes me very happy. And then, of course, I love to spend time with my family, too.
Yeah. And you're married and have how many kids?
4 kids.
4 kids. Mm-hmm. Ages...
Preschool to 6th grade.
Preschool to 6th grade, right in the thick of it.
Yep.
You have lots of free time, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Like. Well, in addition to that, we'd love to hear a little bit about your faith journey, whether that's a path that the Lord has taken you on, whether there were a few moments that were formative for you that you might be willing to share, or themes. We'd love to just hear a little bit about your relationship with the Lord.
Yeah, this is a tough question because I could ramble on for a really long time. But if I could pick one theme that stands out to me right now, I would say it's surrender. My adult life has been full of change. I don't think there's been 2 years that have been the same my entire adult life. And I'm definitely not as afraid of change as I used to be. And I just think it's because God continues to show His faithfulness, and just learning to let go and trust in His promises has been really big in my faith journey.
Yeah, it's important, I think, for all of us to be reminded of that idea of surrender probably a little more often.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. McCauley, if you could put any message on a sign or billboard outside your classroom for your students to see, what's the message you want to give all of your students every day?
All right. So I would have on my banner, I'm so glad that you are here, because that's truly how I feel every morning when the students walk in the building. I really love my students. High school can be uncomfortable for a lot of them, and kids are trying to figure out their identity. They often feel very insecure. And I just want them to know that they're loved just as they are and feel safe in my classroom.
Ms. McCauley, who are some of the people in your life that have been most impactful in shaping who you are today?
My young life leader in high school, shout out to Mary. She took the time to walk alongside me and hang out with me in high school. And that had a big impact on me during those formative years. We're still friends today. I was a Christian kid in a public school, and it was tough. And she would meet me at the local coffee shop and read the Bible with me. And that made a huge difference in my high school experience.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how many of the times in these podcasts where I've asked this question, that it was somebody when they were a teenager in high school that poured into them and really impacted the direction of their life to now pour into teenagers here at South Christian.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing how the Lord works in that way. couple of really important ones, Miss McCauley. What emoji do you, well, first, do you use emojis?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah. And so which ones do you use? What's your most used?
Okay. I actually had to go look back in my phone and see like which ones do I actually use. I think I use the laughing emoji the most.
Yep.
Which makes sense because I like to laugh. Yeah.
Yep. Love it. That's mine too. If you could plan a trip anywhere on earth, where would it be? Who would you take with you?
I'd go with my family or my husband, anywhere with a beach, water. That's where I want to be. And anywhere I can like snorkel or like explore the outdoors.
So a beach, but not necessarily in Michigan. Holland's not going
to
do it.
Yeah, like I need to venture off a little bit.
Yes. Yep. Cool. Well, as we wrap up, is there anything else that you would just like the South Christian community to know as you start your career here?
Yeah. Well, I would just say I'm really grateful to be here. And I really appreciate all the support that the community gives and all the things that they do to support us here at South and the work that we're doing. It really does mean a lot and it doesn't go unnoticed.
Yeah, it's a special place with a lot of people who are really pouring into this with everything they have to make it a wonderful spot for kids. And it is affirming to do that work with the community behind you. So I'm glad that you've been able to see that and experience that already. I have no doubt it's going to continue. So we're wrapping up episode 5, but we're also wrapping up season 1. That's it. That's our new faculty and staff for this school year. We are in plans for a season 2. It sounds like Mr. Vandekoppel, our PE teacher and soccer coach, would like to start hosting this thing. And so I may be handing it off and he may be spending some time with some students, bringing some students on the podcast. We'll look forward to whatever that brings. Thanks for joining us this season as we tried this new podcast. We're excited to continue to connect you with the school in all the ways that we can. Have a great rest of your day and go Sailors.